it's been just over a month since the Ebola outbreak was declared in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where confirmed cases has passed 1,100 this week, including almost 300 deaths. It's now the third worst outbreak on record since the virus was discovered in 1976 and is the second largest in the DRC. This week, the United States had said it provided doses of an experimental antibody drug for use in clinical trials in Africa. Kate White is Emergency Medical Coordinator for Medecins Sans Frontières in the Democratic Republic of Congo. She spoke to me a short time ago from Ituri province. Kate, you're based in Ituri province at the epicentre of this Ebola outbreak. What's the situation on the ground right now?
So right now the situation is really overwhelming, to be quite honest with you. We have a treatment centre in a place called Mongwalu, which is really the true epicentre even for Ituri in terms of the outbreak. And every day we have to add more beds to the treatment centre because we're just getting so many admissions from the community in terms of cases. And the same goes for our treatment centre here in Bunia as well, the capital of Ituri. It's at 100% capacity every day. And it feels like you work your entire sort of day off just to be able to increase your bed capacity enough to take what patients will be admitted during the day.
The confirmed cases of Ebola in the DRC are currently estimated at around 1,100 or more this week. Do you think the true number could actually be much higher?
I do think that the true number is higher. We only really know of the cases where we're looking right now. But if you look at the sort of travel and epi-history of some of the cases that are being confirmed, they've had significant movements in other parts of Ituri and North Kivu that we just don't have eyes on yet. So we don't know fully what's going on there.
And of the patients that are coming in, are some of those coming in from outlying villages or is it mainly people from Bunia at the moment, Kate?
No, it's quite extensive in terms of, so Bunia is like a transit hub. It's where lots of different people come through. So some are from Bunia, some are from outside of Bunia. Some are people that have been displaced because of the conflict and ended up in camps and then are coming into treatment centres. So it really is a mix of people.
How are things going with security and trust or distrust at the moment? Because we know initially there were some incidents of people lashing out at health workers and health work sites. How are things going on that front now, Kate?
For our team in Mongwalu, where we assume at the moment this outbreak started, it's actually been really good in the last little while. That's why we see also the numbers increasing. We've got significant activities in terms of community engagement and really listening to what people are saying and what they want. And we know that that is working not only in terms of the feedback, but because people are referring their family members or themselves to the treatment centre rather than using the sort of ambulance and health network alone. So in that sense, Mongwalu is good, but it is not a homogenous population at all in Ituri. There's many different ethnic groups and many different people. And so it really is very different from one place to another. And all of the people responding to this outbreak, not just MSF, have to work extremely hard to really gain that trust of the communities that are impacted by this.
But because the outbreak is still escalating, does some of it feel a bit overwhelming for some of the teams who are not only dealing with what they're dealing with today, but knowing there may be more demand tomorrow?
It's, you know, at the end of the day, it's extremely overwhelming for myself and my teams. We've had some very interesting conversations over the last couple of days about, because we're seeing so much case numbers, because we know we haven't even hit the peak of this outbreak yet, that we have a whole bunch of crappy decisions in front of us in order to try and respond and get this outbreak under control. And it's really overwhelming and it's disheartening to think that sometimes what we're doing is but a drop in the ocean of what the overall outbreak might look like.
What are some of those decisions you're going to have to make? What do you mean?
So at the moment, our treatment centre in Mongwalu is at 100% bed capacity and it's a relatively small hospital. which also meets the needs of other health issues for this population. And so we are going to have to try and extend that treatment centre, which means taking on other buildings that were serving other functions before, so outpatient departments, other areas of clinical care, which are still needed in that community. And so having to sort of do that to make space for the treatment centre is not the optimal outcome that you would like in terms of overall healthcare delivery.
Kate White, thank you very much for joining me. And to you and your teams, stay safe. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sally.
It's a tough job. Kate White there, Young Australian Emergency Medical Coordinator for Medicine Sans Frontières in the Democratic Republic of Congo.